cinch.
Hi, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at www.callahansolutions.com. Yep, that's Callahan with one L. You know, it's everywhere. The major meltdown in time management. Have you been hit? Today and in the upcoming days, I'll be sharing tips from my colleagues to give you ideas for how you can stop the meltdown. It's a productivity fact. You can be busy all day and still have gotten nothing done. We know that the 80-20 rule applies in most life situations, so let's look at how that applies to your time. Consider this. If you have a to-do list with 20 items on it, then 4 of those tasks will be worth more than the other 16 combined. As Brian Tracy explains, this means that each of those tasks will be worth at least 5 times more, or will give you a 500% return on time invested over doing any of the other tasks on your list, which are low of no value. Today it's more important than ever to make sure that the things that we choose to spend our time on are the right things. So one of the things I started was to ask the people that I'm connected with out on Twitter. I'd share what they do, and I asked them, how do you stay on track with your to-dos and get them done? What tools do you use? Multitasking Me said, Steph, I prioritize my to-do list and I use a timer. MN Concierge shared priorities, lists, and deadlines with little procrastination distractions thrown in to keep from blowing it all off. Now, she makes a good point. If all you do is focus on do, then you're not giving your brain a rest. And so she's saying that she actually schedules in some breaks, and that's a really great productivity tip. Jay Haynes Ryder said, I get things done by having a clear mind. I, quote, dump out every task, bother, and then select which to do first. I have to know what everything is collected or I can't work. I will overstress. And so she brings up a really great point too, that you should take everything out of your mind and put it into some kind of system. In her case, she puts it all down on paper. Apple Eve shares, promise yourself an appropriate reward and keep your word, not having the reward too soon and not forgetting it once the task is done. A Fresh Space shares, I just use a legal pad for daily to-dos, but keep bigger or future projects in my Outlook task list. Now notice that she has a couple different systems. For the things that need to be front and center in her mind and that she needs to work on right away, she has it on something physical, and then the broader planning she does in an electronic tool. Michelle Morton tells us to know the difference between daily to-dos and master task lists. She says, I plan on Sunday for the week ahead. Then I do a review each night for the next day to make sure I'm on task. I take my daily to-dos from my master, and I schedule my to-dos. Misty CB says, I use iPhone apps, eToDo, Calendar, and www.hasselme.co.uk. So hasselme.co.uk. KN Marketing says, Steph, I enter important to-dos as calendar items on my iPhone. I set up alerts to remind me that they're coming up, and I use my iPhone notes for to-do lists, including shopping lists. They're always with me, and it's satisfying to delete completed items. So there are some ideas for you on a Friday. Control your time. If you're working off your inbox, you're working off the priorities of others. So what do you think? Do you agree or disagree? How has this impacted you? Are there things you're going to try? What are you doing to manage things that you need to get done? I'd love it if you'd comment with abandon. Let's have a discussion. Just comment in the comment section below. And if you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this cast, share it with your friends on Twitter or Facebook. Thanks, and have a great day. This is Stephanie signing off, and here's to your success.